The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Has there ever been a Game 7 of a playoff series that you've been less enthusiastic about?
Yes, it was last night's Game 7.
I'm talking about involving a local team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I should have clarified.
Yeah, this is probably the one. To be fair, it's a first-round game, and we thought this series could be good. It's just not. It hasn't been good basketball. It's not really been entertaining. It almost feels like somebody's got to advance, so they're gonna play the game, and you know, they're gonna march to their deaths. This is more reason why the Astros should have found a bullpen arm at the deadline. I mean, because you look at their pitching stats, and you say, well, who could do that job? Who could we lean on in relief? And it's a bunch of not good. Belak, 5.40.
Yeah, I think
Blake Taylor, 1.15. He's the guy who gave it up last night.
Yeah, but I think you got all you're going to get out of Belak. You got a few good starts, and now it's time to just say, all right.
Josh James sucks.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of sportsy stuff. And then we were doing a car chase, but they've lost their feet again on Channel 13.
I'll
give 13 credit. They're the only ones who have it. And... you know, I'm not going to do any reporting from the text line because you guys have already lied twice about it. So whenever we find out what happened, we'll pass it on to the people. But we shall see. About as good of chase as you'll see. All right, looks like they got him. He couldn't get past that big thing.
What's
he
the race?
I
can't tell if he's white or Hispanic.
He looks white. It's hard to tell, but that looks like a white guy.
Well, I think so. Once I saw the dirty ass rims, I thought he was white.
Yeah, well,
I know this as a dude who has a truck with dirty ass rims.
Timber Court and Brook Hollow Court Drive was the neighborhood where he was when
he went down a path that ended. So yep, he's caught, and gotta say, some great highlights. Escaping the cul-de-sac, that was world class. And some of the weaving through traffic, and then when he just missed the tree and then just missed the car. And then some of the almost missing head-on collisions.
Did his truck roll down there?
Oh.
I think he probably went down there and then got it stuck.
I think he tried to go around, and it may have slid down. I don't know.
And
now the helicopter's working, showing the underbelly. That's helpful.
Great picture of the underbelly of the helicopter. But, people are speculating on whether he's Hispanic or white. So, he looked white to me, but I'm not ready to call it yet. So, all right. And the one texter was correct who said that he'd been caught. So finally we got some
He had a good run.
Accurate information. He did. I want to give a lot of credit though to the first police chaser who stayed right with him, whoever that officer is, congratulations. I think you've got a future on the NASCAR circuit. They're showing some highlights again. When he got out of that cul-de-sac and then went through, that's about as good as it gets. And, I mean, you're not supposed to get out of a cul-de-sac in a car chase. So, congratulations.
That was impressive.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
Strong move.
I think overall, AJ, to put a bow on this, one of the better chases that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And, it's unfortunate that we didn't get to watch the whole thing because of the technical difficulties. But it's been a while since we've had a good one. And I think when he gets bailed out of jail, he needs to consider a career racing cars.
It's not a bad call.
Be interesting to find out what he really did.
I'm curious, too.
Because if, for you to run that long, you probably did something pretty bad.
Let's talk to Roberto. Hello, Roberto.
What's up, Robert? Yo.
Bobby.
Robert. Bueller.
Bobby. That boy ain't right. Oh, well. He was going to say something good, I bet.
Probably.
He wanted to talk about Steph Curry. That's all I know.
Enough already.
I probably didn't want to hear it. The whole conversation about Steph Curry started with Fred saying, if he wins three more rings, which we all agree is ridiculous, so there's no point in even having the conversation any further. It was my own fault for trying to further that conversation.
Well, yeah, because anytime somebody says anything about Steph Curry other than he's God, you get defensive. It's okay. We know you love him. But that's like the Jordan guys do with Jordan. They do the same thing. So, I don't know. He looks darker there.
Well, I think that's the television.
I know, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to add a little mystery to this. Jeez.
But the tone of his skin versus the tone of the officer's skin, he's a few shades. He's several shades darker.
A fuchsia? Was that what you were going to say?
I was going to say a few shades. I think he's more than a few.
I'm about to say what's a fuchsia? What race is that?
And now, like, he's sort of a squatty feller.
Yeah, the clothes look like a white guy, though.
So you're
a little redneck.
I mean, basketball shorts and a white or in a red shirt.
That could be anything, yeah. But it's like once you see him, once you see his body shape, you know why he didn't get out and run.
Okay, so
he's not built for that part of the chase.
The 832 guy who gave me the good information. Okay, you got to let me know what race he is on the text line so we can put this to bed. This is the important part. This is what our money is riding on. So Snapchat said he should get a discount on his car insurance. That was badass.
Yeah.
Flea says, what are the odds the chase was more exciting than Game 7?
Well, imagine if you... What's that thing? Is it Progressive, that thing where you
the snapshot.
Yeah, you drive around.
And that's how
they... What if he had that in while he was on the police chase? Like, would you unplug it? What do you do?
I mean, if you start to get away, I would definitely unplug it and throw it
because
out.
Because even then,
they can track you down.
Even then, if you get away, it's like now your insurance costs you $800 a month. So,
then you say it was stolen.
That's true. Maybe.
Or they say, hey, what happened to your truck? You're like, oh, it was stolen.
Fort Bend County dropped to orange, huh? Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for you, Fort Bend.
Here you go. There's that leads into my positive corona news.
Okay, give it to us.
This is your non-pedo positive corona news. Yesterday, only 1,116 new cases in the Houston area. That's down from the day before. It also means that we've had over, really since in the last week, there was one big spike day and then 2 days that weren't great. The rest of the days have been fewer and fewer cases. So the red line is going down, and you can see that at tmc.edu. The seven-day trend of new daily COVID positive cases has been going down steadily since, looks like early August. Since early August, it's been going down. Again, you don't want, you know, these guys don't want to report positive news to you, but I have more. That's how good I am at this, is being the NFL has, they're testing everybody, right? And doing it pretty much every day. Well, there's, 1,500 players you're dealing with?
Yeah.
So far, 10 positive results. That's a pretty good number.
That is good.
Yeah. So, again, positive news, right? You would think?
Yeah.
And I don't want to beat on them too much because that was my Hey Man bleep that yesterday. But even the Chronicle had some positive headlines today. Of course, first they said we're in COVID purgatory. But it says, with most state coronavirus metrics entering a fourth straight week of steady decline, which, have they reported that before? No. Have I been reporting that? Yes. Governor Abbott signaled he may roll back some emergency restrictions. Here's some other good news that they mentioned. Hospitalizations have fallen the most. 4,144 on Monday, down from 10,893 on July 22nd. New cases, positive test rates, daily deaths, and viral spread. Guess what? They're all dropping. Of course, you know what they have to say, right? But a number of other health experts warned against lifting restrictions, noting that the coming Labor Day weekend, school reopenings, and weather changes can cause another resurgence.
I will say school reopening should make people worry.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair thing to be concerned about. But
because my kids have been around a total of about five other kids for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
So, and my kid went to school today. Like, they did a test day at school. And who knows what kind of funk he's brought in home. I don't know. I'll find. I may be dead tomorrow, guys.
Ooh, I think you'll be fine.
At PCA Live, police chase alerts. Says police chase over. And thanks to ABC Houston's lead helicopter and brain-dead station engineers, the 30s feed every 5 minutes of dead air, or 30-second feed every 5 minutes of dead air, missed it, along with most of the pursuit. One idiot under arrest. The guy says, go to hell, Wendy Granato. Your station sucks. We're out.
Hey, can I?
That seems harsh.
Yeah, that is a little harsh because.
Hey, man. F*** that.
Yeah.
I mean, how many other stations had any of it?
Yeah. Yeah, where were the other stations? They had zero.
It sucked, yes, that we didn't get to watch all of it, that it kept cutting out. We hated that. We were frustrated with that, too. As an analyst, it's hard to do your job when, you know, you're missing key parts of it. But nobody else had it. We looked at every other
station.
Where
was Fox 26? Huh? Where was KPRC? That's what I thought.
Where's KHOU?
Yeah, they weren't even around.
No, they were showing Joe Biden.
Show some respect.
Joe Biden. I mean, what, you know, what amazing thing is he going to say today?
This might be something I have to follow, though, so we're alerted next time there's a police chase.
It's actually a good
idea. Yeah, that is a good idea. You should.
But I think it's like national, like it's all over the place.
Out of California.
Yeah.
We covered the U.S., Canada, and Australia.
Man, they're good.
975 needs to budget for their own car chase helicopter. Yeah, except I'd rather do play-by-play on the ground.
Yeah, we're like the broadcasters of 2020.
Yeah.
We like to sit in a climate-controlled room and watch on television and tell you what's happening. Like the Astros play-by-play guys or, you know, these NBA play-by-play guys. They're all sitting at home, you know, no risk of coronavirus, no risk of, you know, crashing a helicopter. Here's the truth, honestly. I don't want to speak out of line, Fred, but I don't think either one of us knows how to fly a helicopter.
I
certainly don't.
Flown them on video games.
Okay, and even that's kind of hard.
Yeah, and I'm not very good at it, and I'm sure I crashed several times.
Yeah, have you
times,
ever played Grand Theft Auto and gotten in the helicopter and taken off? Mm. Like, the nose is always pointed down. It's very difficult. Mm. I think it should be for trained people only.
Somebody says, great, no more masks. That's not the message that I'm trying to give with my non-pedo positive
that's
corona
the
stuff.
Message that...
No.
Kirk Cousins wants to send.
Yeah, my message is that there is good news out there, and because we're wearing masks, it's actually starting to help. So don't take that as, oh, we don't have to wear masks, but take it as maybe we can go to one of our neighborhood bars again, or maybe we can go to Carbach next Thursday.
That's right.
That's how you should take it.
Now we're talking, baby.
Yeah. All right, well, 713-780. See, now you're trying to turn my positives into a negative. That's... You know, I'm sorry, but that's a defeatist attitude. We can't have that around here. We want positive. What's the score of this thriller?
35-27 Heats.
Okay.
38-27 Heats.
Interesting.
Boy. I mean, it's early yet, but if the Bucks fall down 2-0, and they'd be 0-2 at home, I mean, they'd be in trouble. Really? Like, what happens when that deer head's not on the court?
Well, then that's going to change the whole game. Do you see that, before you get to this, you know, Dallas had brought in those scooters, which we really haven't done here.
Probably for the best. I'm scared to ride my motorcycle here.
There are places that rent them out, but, I mean, it's not like the B-cycles where you can just drop them anywhere. Like I said, I saw that lady take a header on one the other day, and I saw a couple this morning. Somebody almost did the same thing. Dallas basically said, enough. They are ceasing all operations today and want all the scooters removed by Friday. Apparently, Houston was kind of an outlier for this. But I mean, but I think part of it's because the B cycle thing is doing so well. People are getting the bikes and doing that instead of the scooters, which is both healthier and less dangerous. So, all right, that just passing that along.
All right. You need a taste of your own medicine. 'Cause I'm sick to death for swallowing.
Watch me take the wheel like you, not feel like you. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. You talked about the end of that Jazz Nuggets game. There was one very happy person about that.
Jamal Murray.
Well, maybe more happy than him.
Oh, okay.
Someone at William Hill had a $500,000 win ticket on Nuggets money line.
Oh boy, man! They were running away with that game.
Yeah,
that dude had to have. That's the roller coaster of emotions.
Got it.
What's happening here? What is happening? That was me at halftime of the Falcons Patriots game.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl. I thought I was going to be the richest man on earth. I was going to win every single bet I made. I was like, first quarter, first half Falcons, first to score Falcons. I mean, it was, and then, well, yeah, that didn't, yeah. All's well that ends well. No, yeah, I went from like making thousands of dollars to, I think I made like $11 by the time it was all said and done.
Because like,
and I didn't even lose money. But it was still painful because of all the money that I was going, that I should have won, all falling away. That's gross.
Something about counting chickens and.
Well, you know why? You know why he did that? Because like we all got confident from that Seahawks Broncos Super Bowl where every single bet we made all came in, and we all thought we were the biggest geniuses on the planet. And yeah, you get too cocky. It happens. The game humbles you. The same guy had a $300,000 Nuggets money line at +130 in game 6. So he's collected $890,000 over the last 48 hours.
Good for him.
It's probably some dude that's not $890,000 doesn't mean anything to, though. If you're throwing $500,000 bets at a basketball game. Yeah.
Vegas Dave.
Could be Vegas Dave. I mean, got all that extra money from selling that Mike Trout card, and now he doesn't have to worry about paying for Holly Saunders. So, I can't read the name.
That is Clyde. Clyde the Glide wants to talk about the Rockets. Hello, Clyde.
Hey, guys.
Sports.
I want to talk about James Harden.
All right.
Even though he doesn't put up numbers and this and that, to me, he ain't going to go down as one of the greats until he win a championship. And I'm sure y'all are aware of that, just like me. But he ain't my favorite player. But tonight, it shouldn't even be tonight game. They should not know how to close it out. They really do. And the coach, and if they don't win it tonight, they'll just blow up the team like Nick said the other day. And I got in to work, and I said, Nick, he was dead on target.
Well,
I don't mean no harm.
I think if they lose tonight, the heads will roll. And we already know D'Antoni's going to be fired at the end of this season no matter what. I think everybody's pretty aware of that. But I think that it's Daryl Morey is in trouble if they lose tonight. And I know they owe him, you know, he's got a contract extension. I get it. But you're talking about a guy who, since he signed that contract extension, has already basically, like, all the pocket, let's imagine Tillman had two pockets full of money. Tillman went up with that one Hong Kong tweet and cut the bottom off of the inside of his pocket, and money just started pouring down his leg. And now you make this deal to send Chris Paul to the Thunder and you get Russell Westbrook. If Chris Paul beats you It's egg all over Daryl Morey's face. All over it. I don't think he survived. And I don't care what the contract is.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
Because this is the...
Tell me why.
This, not just the city, but that team, too. They're a team of excuses. And that's all... Oh, well, the COVID. Oh, well, this. And if they were going to get rid of Morey to keep China on board, they would have had to done it when he did what he did. It ain't gonna fix that. You can't put that finger back in the dike or the dike back. I don't know how that works, fingers and dikes. That's not my thing. But, yeah, you can't fix that. So if I'm Tillman, I'm making some changes, and I'm certainly he's probably, to me, he should be in your sights, but they won't. It's just going to, they're going to use the whole Rona thing as an excuse because that's what this franchise does. You watch. That's my prediction, sir.
All right, let's talk to Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going, guys? A long-time listener. I was just wondering, what do you guys would compare Harden to if he never wins a title? Would you compare him more to like a Charles Barkley or like an Allen Iverson? You know, both those guys are really great in their peak, but nothing ever came out of it. Yeah, Allen Iverson made it to the finals, but I mean, still nothing. What do you guys think? I'm going to hang up.
Yeah, Josh and I were talking about that the last segment of his show. It's funny because, like, Allen Iverson, it's almost like Allen Iverson gets more credit for taking an awful team to the finals and losing to the Lakers than he gets grief for never winning a title, which is kind of funny when you think about it, right? Like,
well, I think that's a really good comparison. But the difference is, yeah, he gets credit for getting that team there.
I think Karl Malone and James Harden are going to be compared because they're guys who aren't the most likable. and it's because we were talking about Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley's kind of like Russell Westbrook. Like everyone, like Russell Westbrook, it's hard to get people to talk bad about him. Even when he's not good, people don't give him too much grief about it. I feel like that's kind of the way Charles has gotten now. It's almost kind of like it's funny that Charles never won a ring. Like they joke around with him about it. I don't think you're gonna be able to joke around with James at some point about that.
Well, James is never gonna be a guy on TV who's joking about anything. Oh,
that's true too.
I mean, that guy's got the personality of a rock. But all right, one more. Matt, is that Matt? Or
yes.
Okay. What's up, Matt?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I want to talk two things. One about James Harden, man. Diehard Harden fan, Rockets fan. I really hope we get through today. But one thing, what the man don't have, which I hope he would, but all we do has been hoping for 8 years. And he doesn't have that clutch, that dog gene in him, man. But one thing I want to leave you guys before I go is, as far as I think D'Antoni's gone. How do you think the way they could swing Pop, or what do you think Pop will ever do with Russell and Harden? I just hang up here with you guys. Dude, good show, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Zero chance Greg Popovich wants to deal with James Harden. 0.0. No way ever.
I think Popovich wants to get out of Texas, frankly. I think he's frustrated.
He might retire.
Well, I've seen his name pop up with the Nets.
I've heard that too. But, like, there was you remember the rumor of Tom Thibodeau maybe being an option for the Rockets, and it's like, oh, that just seems like a horrible fit,
and
right?
Jeff Van Gundy again.
Right, and they seem like bad fits on paper for a guy to pair with a guy like James Harden. The difference is Thibodeau and Van Gundy, they don't have coaching jobs right now. They're not regarded as on the Mount Rushmore of all-time NBA coaches. Greg Popovich has options, okay? Greg Popovich ain't coming to the Rockets to work with James. There's no way in hell. None. Put that in your notebook.
Well, the only way is if Morey's gone too, because he'd want to be GM and coach somewhere. Because that's what he is.
But I don't think he would want to do it with this roster. I don't think he wants to start with this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He'd rather start somewhere with a blank slate, I think, than start here.
I don't know. At his age, he may want to be closer to a, you know, what he thinks is closer to a title.
So. Except he's already, we talk about James Harden and trying to create his legacy. Greg Popovich's legacy is safe.
Yeah, but I mean, look, if he wants out, nobody really knows what's in his head as to where he wants to go. So I mean, if you tell him, hey, we'll make you GM and head coach, or just GM even. I mean, he that might appeal to him. I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, realistically, you're looking at the same old names that, you know, when you do it, it's gonna. And I don't know if Jeff Van Gundy can still coach. And I don't know if he's a good fit for this team either. But let's let D'Antoni have one more game before we start speculating on killing him off. Right. Is that fair? Because tomorrow, if they lose, you got the whole show to do it. And if not, then we'll be able to do it in a couple of weeks.
Real quick, George on Facebook said car chase guy zoomed right by him when he was on his way home. He had to pull over or else he would have gotten hit.
White or Hispanic, though? That's the real question.
He didn't say. He just saw a truck. Well, I told him if he has dash cam footage, send it my way.
If he was right by you, I mean, clearly you should have seen that. But okay. All right, dude.
Yeah, I mean, somebody has to know what race the guy is by now. Help me out. That's all.
Some college football, a little nugget. This isn't great news. If you recall, the quarterback for Georgia this year.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
That's right. It was supposed to be Jamie Newman, the Wake Forest grad transfer.
Right.
And, that's why everybody thought, oh, Georgia. Well, hell, they're going to have it going on. Well, he tweeted today. With much prayer and discussion with my family, I would like to announce that due to the uncertainties of this year amid a global pandemic, I will officially opt out of this football season to prepare for the upcoming 2021 NFL draft. I'd like to thank Coach Smart for extending the opportunity for me to be a part of the University of Georgia football program. Although my time has been short, I've built some great relationships and I've had a chance to continue my development. As I prepare for the journey ahead, I remain hopeful and excited about what the future holds, especially during these challenging times in our world. Hashtag grateful, hashtag God's plan. God's plan is for Georgia to not be that good at football this year because
apparently
the cupboard is now bare.
Do you see like 12 players on Central Florida are opting out now?
Yep.
Good news for UH.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the positives. Good news for UH and Memphis and Cincinnati. I just got a text message.
From?
Hi, Helene. This is Jerry reaching out in support of Democrat Sandra Moore running for State House Rep in HD 133. Will you vote for Sandra Moore or Jim Murphy? Why am I getting Helene and what was the other one? There was some other woman last week, a Denise, I think. Why am I getting these?
I don't know. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I
are you signing up for things under assumed names?
No. I mean, yes, sometimes when I go out and drag, I'm Helene, but that's no reason for that to be popping up on my phone. Dow says, I keep getting texts like that with random names. I did get one for a Robert the other day. Dorothy, that's who it was. Thank you, Crystal. I knew she would remember. All right, well.
Lil Max with me, he the way. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in the grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really...
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So, I have a dating site you might be interested in at some point. You know, if the marriage thing doesn't work out.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty hopeful on it.
Well, I know, but just take it from me, from experience. You should always have a backup plan.
Okay.
That goes for you too, Aaron. But this might be a site that, were you single, you'd be interested in. It's called 20 Dating, and it is the world's first extreme age gap dating site. The site only matches users with people 20 years younger or older than them, and photos are optional.
Yeah, I don't think I'm into that.
I'm not
like 20 years, so like where I'm at would be a 20-year-old, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure there's some hot 20-year-olds out there, but I don't think I would want to date them. I think like maybe a 10-year gap would be okay.
Yeah, see, but for me, 20 years would be, 35 is a pretty good wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I like that. I could do that.
I think I'd aim for a 20, like even 25 I could imagine would work.
Yeah, but.
But 20,
see, but
no.
Listen to how you've matured. You're actually, wow, I can't believe you're saying that. You're being all responsible and whatnot.
I know.
It'd be hard to be interested in a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Because at least by 35, you're kind of who you're going to be for the most part.
Does Katie have any hot friends she can hook me up with?
She's got a few. I'm sure she could.
At Penn State?
Yeah. I'm sure she has some at Penn State.
Some young college gals.
Yeah. Well,
I guess. Extreme age gap.
I can see how that would be appealing for old farts like us. I'm not sure I see the appeal for the 20 years younger women.
And by the way, if you're 35, that website's illegal. All right? So be careful.
True. Unless you're going
for
an
oldie. I would have to go 20 years north.
Yeah. Yeah. Which some people do. I'm not really into a 75, though. No offense, 75s.
Here comes James. I always think it's funny. These guys will walk in with like super casual with like basketball shorts and a t-shirt. Like they don't give a damn, but they're still wearing an iced out watch on their wrist. Who puts that together? Like,
there's certain things about sports that I just don't get. Basketball and football's bad about it too. But the recording of the guys walking into the stadium, I get zero interest.
I don't like it either.
They don't know what the, you know, and they do it for football too. It's like, oh, here's Tom Brady arriving at Gillette Stadium. Boy, he's never done that before.
P. Crate says, thinking wrong, AJ. Go 20 years older, marry a rich. She licks. I think he means she kicks. You get super paid. Then you marry a hot youngin'.
Or if she licks. I don't know.
She licks, yeah.
You get paid off that way, too.
Honestly, I... Because now, well, like plus 20 years for Fred is a dead person. Like, no one's dating someone 20 years older than Fred.
I mean, I'm not against dating a dead person.
You could at least get laid.
Exactly.
If Fred was dating a dead person, he'd get laid for the first time in months.
I just don't break my hip, okay? And remove the diaper. Gross.
Let's talk to Ryan. Hello, Ryan. A lot of people want to talk about James Harden today. I guess it's a big day for him. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I got a real quick, we're a diehard Rockets fan. I just got something. Do you guys know who's refereeing tonight? Because I got quick little conspiracy theory. The Rockets games are banned in China because of the Daryl Morey comments in Hong Kong. So if the Rockets were to advance, the entire Lakers playoff series wouldn't be broadcast in China, which would hurt the NBA. Scott Foster is going to be the head referee. Mr. Harden. Man, I love you guys. That's my drive home. Great.
Oh, no. Someone heard his conspiracy theory, and they were like, oh, quick, shut his phone off. That was Adam Silver saying, shut his phone off, so his phone died out at the end. Here's the thing, though. As bad as the Rockets have been, against when Scott Foster's the referee, you know who's worse? Chris Paul. Chris Paul's lost like his last 9 games. So something's got to give, right?
Also,
somebody's going to have to stop crying about Scott Foster.
Aren't the Rockets undefeated in their last one game with Scott Foster?
I think so.
Remember, everybody was bitching about
that?
Yeah,
you're right.
And what happened? Oh. Yeah. So they're 1-0, man.
Yeah.
1-0. That's your streak. Stu says, couldn't date a 20-year-old. Don't know anything about magic or vampires. Is that what they're into now? I don't really know. So, 832 asked, do you think Patrick Mahomes will fall off now that he's decided to propose?
Boy, there's still time, Patrick. If you're listening, I'm sure she's a sweet gal. Otherwise, you know, probably wouldn't be with her. But... I think if you are a guy of Patrick Mahomes' stature and you get all this money and you don't at least play the field a little bit as, you know, a Super Bowl MVP best player in football. Like, you don't play that field for, you'll always have regrets. Like, he's marrying the same chick he dated in college. I'm write this down in your notebook, Aaron. The marriage won't last unless she allows him to stray.
Well, pretty sure. Well, and here's some more advice, Patrick. Prenup. Make sure you get that.
What are the odds Wednesday today? So let's do this. What are the odds in a few years Patrick Mahomes' wife kicks in the door and it's Patrick Mahomes and his brother in a four-way with two random chicks? Like, what are the odds that? Oh, that's a different football player, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Stop. You're just obsessed with that.
It's such a great story.
It is a great story, but it's just disgusting. 713 says, I can go in only one direction. Give me Salma Hayek. She's 54 today. I'm 33. Yeah, you can't go backwards. That would...
Yeah, that's crime.
But did you see that UT professor, the thing he wrote about how it's, you know, it shouldn't be taboo for adults to bang kids? Did you ever see that?
I don't think so.
Shame. I'll have to find it and send it to you, because that might be worthy of discussion at some point.
Someone saying, yes, we are that dumb, says, so crappy to eliminate a whole gender. AJ has a Rich in the studio with him every day. Why not take things to the next level? He's suggesting I go out with you, and then when you die, I get your money.
But do you realize that I only have any money because it's the wife's, and if she cuts me loose, I got nothing.
You wouldn't get you won't get any alimony or anything?
No, that we don't have alimony in Texas.
Damn.
So I get 50% of the dog.
Plus Fred's only like 19 and a half years older than me, not 20.
That just missed. Damn. Now it's only 15. God. Quick break, it's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, so before we get to death, this professor at UT, Thomas K. Hubbard, and the students have been calling for his removal, but the school says it's protected speech, but he's in his academic writing, he describes physical relationships between men and young boys in ancient times as proper learning experiences. In one 2010 article, he said...
the liberals in Austin?
He examined sexual consent among adolescent males in antiquity, asking, what can we learn from the Greeks? And,
I mean, we learned a lot of stuff from the Greeks, but I don't think that's one of the good things.
We learned not to do it.
Yeah.
But he says, contemporary American legislation premised on children's incapacity to consent to sexual relations stems from outmoded gender constructions and ideological preoccupations of the late Victorian and progressive era. We should consider a different age of consent for boys and girls.
Hey, man, that.
He calls the age of consent laws a sad byproduct of a naive and self-righteous era and compared them to prohibition.
Ooh.
He also discusses the phenomenon of pederasty, which he described as the romantic courtship of adolescent males, usually 14 years or older, with older men. How teen sexuality should be regulated and how legal violations should be punished are legitimate areas of research and debate among scholars and public policy professionals. Historical and cross-cultural evidence have a place in such discussions. So,
can we just put this dude to death?
Man.
And then we'll sort out his hard drive later?
He also believes he's very strongly informed in this. Says, I've written many hundreds of pages on such topics, which you really need to examine carefully if you want to do responsible reporting. You should not merely accept it on faith if some naive undergraduate student quotes something to you from an article they may not have even read fully or have the intellectual sophistication to understand. That's called a professor insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have the intellectual sophistication to understand. So yeah, that's what that was about. All right, let's do deaths. Was you saying he deserves to die? Was that your setup for deaths?
No. A little bit.
Did I miss it? Eh, I suck.
But no, seriously, he should be dead.
All right, 2003, Charles Bronson was dead at the age of 81. He got his death wish. 2015, Wes Craven, dead at 76. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, good one.
2008, you heard his voice earlier in the show, Jerry Reed. Country music singer and actor from Smokey and the Bandit. Emphysema, 71 years old.
When was that?
2008. 2005, Bob Denver, the actor from Gilligan's Island, dead at 70. See, Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder in 2015, 58 years old. This week, Lute Olson.
Oh, man, Lute Olson and John Thompson.
John Thompson also, yeah. 2013, Tommy Morrison, dead at 44. Rocky Marciano, 1969, died in a plane crash at the age of 45. All right, let's skip down here. Let's go.
Tommy Morrison of the worst Rocky movie.
By far. Yeah, I don't think that's even debatable.
They didn't even have a boxing match. They just fought in an alley.
Yeah. Some. How about this? John the Baptist in 29. He was beheaded. I guess you could say he was baptized. 1877, Brigham Young, second president of the Mormon Church. Dead of periodontitis at 76. That's an 1877 death. My dad used to say, I don't care how you Brigham, just Brigham Young. Which, yeah.
Your dad didn't say that, I hope.
He didn't mean it. It was one of his running gags. Okay. He had a few others that you couldn't say anymore today. Okay, here's our best deaths. W.E.B. Du Bois, American civil rights activist. Founder of the NAACP, dead at 95. 1990.
Good run.
Yeah, 95. I think any of us will take 95 right now. Well, no, I wouldn't. I don't want to live that long. Because, God knows what I'll look like then. Stevie Ray Vaughan, 1990, helicopter crash at 35.
I thought that was last week.
Yeah, it was on Thursday of last week was the anniversary.
Yeah, we just missed it. Yeah,
you mentioned it as part of Hoffman on Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we do a Thursday to Wednesday rotation here? Okay.
On your deaths. Chadwick Boseman, who we talked a little bit about, 42 years old, colon cancer. 2016, Gene Wilder, dead at 83.
One of my favorites.
The Waco Kid. Princess Di in 1997, or Princess Died, as they called her at the time. And 1973, J.R.R. Tolkien, dead of an ulcer at 81. Okay, porn stars. September 1st, 2017, Amira LaVey, 34 years old, died from?
Car crash.
Double homicide. September 2, 2010, Dusk Delmar, 37 years old.
Car crash.
Cause of death unpublished. You win.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has a great evening. We will be back tomorrow, and I will have selected what our bad shots will be for Friday then.
And we will know if James Harden is a total busto loser or not. We'll know tomorrow for sure.
All right. Hope everybody has a great one. Till tomorrow, stay runner free, bitches.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.